Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Hello, and welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vong.
Today we want to speak to dental owners, dental practice owners. You are in business, you are serving communities, you're taking care of people and their dental needs. But as business owners, you're looking, you've got challenges, which is, of course, John, what, getting new patients, replacing patients?
Yeah, there's always going to be challenges on staff, location, leasehold, equipment, you know. But the big thing is, how do you grow your business in terms of revenue and new patients?
So if you're looking at this today, you may be happy, but you may not be happy with the level of new inquiries that are coming in, or you're not happy with the amount of money you're spending on advertising trying to reach those people or those potential patients. So we're going to give you a very holistic overview of what's available to you. We'll tell you a little bit what we do, but really it's just education today for you.
Yeah, so traditionally, you know, if you've been in business for 10, 15, 20 years, you've probably tried different forms of advertising. Mm-hmm. Let it be newspaper.
Local newspaper, for sure,
Or local flyer distribution.
Yep. Flyers, yeah.
So it's a great source. I mean, it allows you to be prominent in your community.
Yep, you could have sponsored a kids team. Yes. We'll talk first traditional, but these were the traditional ways that dentists used to get their message out.
Exactly. And there's a lot of pros to it as well, right? Mm-hmm. Where you can actually promote your special offers or seasonal offers, or if you have a open house or an event going on at your actual clinic,
sure,
you want to let the public know about it,
mm-hmm,
right? The only challenge is it becomes fairly pricey, right? Mm-hmm. It's only a one-time distribution. Mm-hmm. You need to come up with creative, and it's very difficult to track, mm-hmm, and the return on that is, you know,
yep,
it's fairly pricey for what you get because it's only delivered that one time.
Yep. And in the big picture, in the province of Ontario, where we're in right now, there is a sizable percentage of the population, it might even be over 30%, do not have a regular dentist. So that's a real opportunity for you as a business owner, as a dental practitioner. I want my share of those clients. I want them in my seats for, you know, hygiene, for checkups, for all the different needs that they have, veneers and maybe implants, etc. So how do you reach them today? Traditionally, John, as we've just spoken, there was lots of the Yellow Pages at one time.
Yes.
There was the, you could go on radio, you could do your, as I say, newspapers. But today, it's a different world.
Yeah, the challenge is people absorb content or information or ads differently today than they used to 5, 10,
sure,
20 years ago,
yep,
right? So that local newspaper used to have a very high usership, mm-hmm, distribution, and readership, and people actually,
yes,
retain it,
yep,
right? So they might clip out your ad and keep it for when
that's
they
good
need it,
yep,
especially if you're a renter, right?
Yep.
But today, technology has kind of, mm-hmm, overplaced that.
Yes.
You know, that form of traditional media, right?
So you're looking at something that was referred, the old days, it was referred to as a push strategy. You were pushing your message out there. So you as a dental practitioner now, you're going to go, well, push doesn't work as well. People don't like it. They want to be in control. It's a pull strategy is really where the world has gone. You do it yourself when you're searching for things. You like to see and choose and consider different websites, etc. So that's the world we live in today.
Yeah, and the big thing that has kind of changed over the last 10, 15 years is now you have the ability to create your own website with your own content,
mm-hmm,
that is compelling enough to attract new patients,
mm-hmm,
right? So you make it your unique self. You have your own logo, you have all your services that you're going after, and you're even ideal customers,
mm-hmm,
right? You can portray yourself as unique or different, and there's thousands of dentists out there competing for that new patient.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make yourself stand out?
So what we're alluding to really is that 93 people out of 100 are using Google now for their searches. 93. So if you've got that audience in front of you, what you want to do is separate yourself from the competition. But the truth is that when someone needs something, whether it's an emergency, or they're new to a city, or they're unhappy with who they dealt with, or maybe their dentist retired and they don't feel the same connection with the new dental practice, they're going to be active in the market looking for a new provider.
And how do they search? How do they find you, mm-hmm. right? So there's different ways to advertise even online, right? Mm-hmm. So with a website, there's ways to advertise. You can do Google AdWords mm-hmm. or pay per click. Mm-hmm. You can also advertise on social media, such mm-hmm. as Facebook or Instagram,
yes.
where you're paying per post.
Mm-hmm.
But again, these are all pushing ads at that potential customer.
Mm-hmm.
What we found and what we believe in is a lot of your customers who are searching want to be in control. So they want to see you, but also want to read reviews, want to read case studies, want to see how you position yourself without paying.
Right. And they're considering multiple dental practices at once. And where can they see that? They see it on page one of Google.
Exactly.
So that is a real compelling place. And if we said, which is, and you can check the numbers, 1 in 5 approximately, even if you give 2 in 5, will click on an ad that was pushed at them, which is the Google Ads. Really, 3 out of 5 to 4 out of 5 will look at what's referred to as organic, which is the websites that are appearing naturally on page one on the map and below the map.
Yeah, so you know, if you are looking at advertising in general and you're looking at where can I invest my money mm. and get a very solid return in new patients, new inquiries, we believe search engine optimization should be one of the top places you should really consider mm-hmm. Investing in 2019
sure.
In terms of marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of companies out there locally or internationally, but choose wisely. Figure out who is best suitable for your situation, mm-hmm. Your budget, where you want to dominate, and if they have experience, if they don't. And also, in terms of SEO, you have to also kind of understand what is being done for mm. you, right?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of claims out there. There's a lot of people who promise the world,
mm-hmm.
And prices will vary,
yep.
right?
So what you'll want to do is really just check references. I always, always tell people, like, people will, you know, agencies will say, I can do it, and I've done it, and I've been successful at it. Just check their record. See what their portfolio is, and really do follow up with the real customers to see, are they happy with what's going on? We have a lot of happy customers. We offer those you know, references all the time.
Yeah, and you have to understand why people are doing SEO in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, it's great that you're generating all these leads, but if that company is doing the right thing, which is building trust and authority and mm-hmm. doing the proper backlinking, citation strategy, content strategy, there's so much involved
yep.
that you need to be educated properly.
There are over 200 signals that Google's watching on your website today. So this agency, whether it was us, whether it's another SEO company, they should be addressing the most important signals that Google's watching for your website. It could be the speed that you load. It could be the links that are coming into your website. It could be fresh content, John. There's so many things, right?
Yeah, security on your site, HTTPS.
Is it secure?
And there's so many factors today. Yeah. Like, a mobile search is a little bit different than a desktop search. Mm-hmm. And how do you position yourself?
Exactly.
But whoever you're using in terms of a company, make sure you feel comfortable with them.
Sure.
And you're looking for a long-term relationship.
And it is true. All SEO companies are not equal because they're not all offering the same level and same depth of service. Some cut corners. We happen to find ourselves, we try and do everything. Buy the book, all to Google's regulations that follows their guidelines, but we go deep, and it's more difficult to do SEO, John, really. We could do AdWords.
We could definitely do that.
It's easy, but it's not where the majority of people are searching today.
So if you are a dentist and you are looking to advertise in 2019, mm-hmm. really consider search engine optimization mm-hmm. as one of the top couple solutions
sure.
for you to bring in new customers.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, people are searching on their mobile device, Google. They're searching on their desktop device, on Google. We like it because it gives fast, reliable information and results that people are looking for. So you might as well go, I use the analogy of fishing. If you're a fisherman, use the fish finder that says, where's all the fish? Google is where all the fish are. So that's the fish finder. Just go put your boat over there and put your fish in the water. So,
perfect. Well, thanks a lot, Roger.
All right. Well, thank you for today, and have a great day. And we'll see you again at Local SEO Search.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.